O God of this moment, O God that is all in all, we ask for your Spirit to be with us in a special way this evening through communion with you in silence, through communion with you through your word, and through communion with your body and your blood. May we be penetrated in a deep and personal way by your presence and your action. Fill us with your Spirit and send us home changed. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Our consciousness. On this Wednesday in the third week of Easter. First, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. When they heard it and saw the signs he was doing, for unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now the responsorial psalm is Psalm 66. The response is, "Let all the earth cry out to God with joy." Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Alleluia, alleluia. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. And now a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So the reading from Acts ends today with the phrase, "There was great joy in that city." And it struck me how rare joy is, however you define it. This is evidenced by how rarely we hear the word or read the word in everyday life. It's rare to even hear one person say, "I'm filled with joy," much less to hear this is the case for an entire city. Can we imagine hearing this about Austin, Texas today? Great joy in the city despite dense traffic, road rage, drought, overcrowding, global warming, environmental degradation, and childhood poverty at all-time highs. There was great joy in Austin, even amidst difficulties. But as evidenced by this passage in Acts, apparently we can have joy and persecution coexisting. We can have joy and exile, where the entire church is scattered, coexisting. In the contemplative dimension, joy is more than an emotion, more than a reaction or a response to something. Rather, joy is a state of being, something sourced from another level, uncaused by circumstances. What is uncaused joy? Even that phrase is curious. How then does it arise? In the contemplative dimension, we are invited to make this a personal question. What would it take for this to be a lived experience in me, a reality for me in my life and in my community? What are the obstacles in me to this uncaused joy? In today's gospel, the phrase "on the last day" is mentioned twice. Again, making this personal, on my last day, will I be filled with joy? Or will I still be carrying the burdens of life, judgments, disappointments, resentments? It was interesting, synchronous today, my yoga teacher said, "Comparison is a thief to joy." And it made me wonder, what are the other thieves? What are the other thieves of joy? The big ones for me are who I think I am and what I think I know. How I take things, how I see things. These errors of perceptions. I don't see as God sees, and I don't know as God knows. The truth is, we can't see cause and effect. We think we can, but we can't. The hard truth is, only God knows. Perhaps only on the last day it might be possible to know as God knows. I don't know. In a related note, this past week, two of my favorite people got together, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Bishop Desmond Tutu. And they met in Dharamsala, India, to collaborate on a project. And the project is to write a book about joy. How wonderful. And I happened to watch some videos of the two of them together, and to me they are such witnesses of joy in their being, especially together. His Holiness could not stop touching the bishop. He kept leaning over and grabbing his hand and kissing his hand and holding his hand to his cheek. It was just precious. It gives me great hope that the two of them find it so important in this moment in time to write a book about joy and to lead others to joy. So I am invited to make today my last day. My last day of holding on to the burdens and obstacles to joy, which is really the fruit of intimacy with God. Joy is really a sign of the resurrected life, that I have let go, that I've surrendered, that I do love God and my neighbor with my whole heart, my whole soul and strength, that I do trust God to handle this world, to handle those I love. And that I can slow down enough each day to feel and live into a presence which affirms all is well. The miracles, the healings mentioned in Acts today are all here, as is the persecution, the exile, and the suffering. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. There is great joy in this city. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. And may the love and the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen.